Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an area state senator scores another win for Wisconsin children, and an Epstein survivor is coming to Eau Claire next month to speak at the Voice of Freedom Forum, sponsored by Fierce Freedom, an anti-human trafficking education organization in the Chippewa Valley. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGL Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. A measure defining grooming as a crime in Wisconsin is awaiting Governor Evers' signature. The state Senate passed the bill this week with bipartisan support following last month's overwhelming approval by the Assembly. The legislation makes it illegal to engage in a pattern of behavior intended to condition or entice a child for sexual purposes. Afterwards, Republican State Senator Jesse James of Altoona held this news conference.
Since I was first elected, I have promised my people and communities back home that I would fight to protect our kids. It has become abundantly clear that Wisconsin needs a criminal definition of grooming by making it the felony it should be. Law enforcement and district attorneys will now be able to fully prosecute these types of cases.
Despite the fact that state lawmakers say the measure was prompted by gaps in state law exposed in a former Kenosha teacher case, James says
this bill doesn't particularly target any particular profession. It protects our vulnerable population from supposed trusted adults who would do our kids harm.
Senator James says,
my time as a law enforcement officer has shown me this. Grooming is frequently a deliberate, gradual process that causes substantial harm and trauma.
Finally, Senator James says,
I am a grandpa. I can't bear to think of the many dangers my grandkids will face. However, with this bill, I can sleep just a little bit better. This sends a powerful deterrence effect and says our kids are not targets.
Governor Evers is expected to sign the measure. Also on Saturday, March 14th at Valley Brook Auditorium in downtown Eau Claire at 412 South Barstow Street, Fierce Freedom, an anti-human trafficking education organization, is bringing in Jess Michaels, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault connected to Jeffrey Epstein. I spoke this week with Fierce Freedom Executive Director Cap Morgan about the event, beginning by defining the Epstein files and what it's all about, according to Wikipedia.
It says the Epstein files are a collection of millions of documents, images, and videos detailing the criminal activities of American financier and convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, including his social circle of public figures, politicians, and celebrities. The files are documents collected as evidence in the criminal cases against Epstein and his associates, stored as over 300 gigabytes of data, plus other media in the FBI's Sentinel case management system. They include his contacts book, flight logs of his planes, and court documents. Many of the records and files relating to Epstein belong to his estate, which is currently run by a lawyer and an accountant. And so goes on to say, in November of last year, the House passed the Epstein Files Transparency Act, and the U.S. Senate unanimously approved it, with President Trump signing the bill the next day. The following month, the Department of Justice released a relatively small amount of files, leading to bipartisan criticism. Trump had previously floated the idea of releasing the files during his 2024 presidential campaign, though he later claimed that controversies surrounding the files were fabricated by members of the Democratic Party. Finally, at the end of January of this year, an additional 3 million pages were released, including 2,000 videos and 180,000 images. Though the Department of Justice acknowledged that a total of 6 million pages might qualify as files required to be released, it stated that the Friday, January 30th release would be the final one and that they had met their legal obligations. Others are disputing that. The released files mentioned a number of public figures and led to increased scrutiny of their activities. All of that as a foundation for my question to you, Cap Morgan, which is, how has this affected your job? I mean, you continue to be an organization that garners a lot of respect locally, even around the state or region, for your fight. And yet here, human trafficking's probably never been mentioned as much as it is, never as much in the headlines. So how do you operate as an executive director and Fierce Freedom in your work with all of this buzzing around?
Gosh, I appreciate this conversation. And I think that, you know, one of the ways that we wanted to respond, not react to everything that's going on, is by hosting the Voice of Freedom Forum. So something that we believe just so intrinsically into the core of our mission is that we need to partner with survivor voices. We need to elevate the people who have the lived experience, and we need to create inroads for them and opportunities for them to just be heard and not to be silenced. They have often been silenced, not believed, and shut down by powerful people or, you know, whoever that abuser is. And so the Voice of Freedom Forum is going to feature Jess Michaels. So she is a survivor connected with Jeffrey Epstein, as well as, I think, childhood sexual abuse as well. And so she shared, you know, with us a little bit when we were having conversations about this event, just how it was so different when she was a young woman, and she basically realized that she was in fight, flight, freeze, and she froze and she didn't fight. And so because of that, people blamed her and tried to, you know, undermine basically all of her testimony. But she wanted to speak out. And so she's now using her voice, and we want to just help her to give her that opportunity. That's really all we're doing is by hosting this event. And I think really we don't want to get political with it. I think that obviously, you know, as an organization, we have on our mission statement too, or with, you know, on our website, basically, it's that we do not discriminate based on gender, you know, sexual orientation or identity, political affiliation. We will go and speak where we are asked to. We want to reach every person. We want to speak worth, value, and dignity to every person, no matter what we do. And so we're inviting everybody to be part of this. This is an opportunity to just hear a real story and to see that, you know, sexual abuse, sexual violence affects all of us. We all know somebody that this has happened to. Whether or not they've come forward is, you know, we don't know necessarily, but it's so prevalent. And so, and trafficking as well. It's a $150 billion a year industry. So these are real things that are affecting all of us. And no matter who that, you know, leader who is named, you know, like there's been so many leaders that have been named in the documents. We just want to encourage people to think critically, to let survivors speak, and to just, again, learn how to be a safer, more resilient community that's inhospitable to trafficking and exploitation.
Fierce Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan explains more about why they decided to hold a Voice of Freedom Forum on Saturday, March 14th, and bring in Jess Michaels, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
We wanted to do a high-impact event. We wanted to think about, what is everybody, you know, what in living memory, this has been such a, as you said, large landmark case that now people are actually paying attention to trafficking in a way that I think before was perhaps misconstrued by different examples of, like, in Hollywood. I think this is a really, really accurate portrayal of just this lucrative enterprise that is operating within the U.S. It's not just outside of our borders. And so, again, I think that we, with Fierce Freedom, we had this decision of, like, what is our mission? Our mission is to disrupt cycles of human trafficking and exploitation. And so we wanted to, again, partner with a survivor with that lived experience and just provide an opportunity for that. And we just want people that, you know, want to be part of the solution, want our community to be a safer, more compassionate community that actually believes victims and supports their stories to attend. And yeah, you know, some people might think, like, oh, we're making a big stand. We're standing behind what we've always said, which is that we believe survivors and that we want to see this come to an end. If we don't learn from the past and if we don't learn from real stories, we're going to continue, like, history is bound to repeat itself. And that's where prevention comes in, because that's, again, the upstream prevention work that we are doing it's crucial to see a change. It's hard to say what you've prevented, but I think that this is a step forward in doing that and from learning and kind of a way, I think, for accountability to really say, hey, instead of just listening to some of these big voices, powerful voices that are coming in, let's listen to somebody who's actually been a part of it. And yeah, again, one voice, powerful change. We really do hope that by her sharing her story that there will be a powerful change and a shift, even in the hearts of those who are attending. And yeah, that's something that we all believe in, is just, again, this high impact, really important event, because this is what people are talking about and this is what we need to do. And we feel we are very aligned in this as an organization.
And it seems that justice means that abusers should face consequences, and you can't hope for there to be change in society. You dream of a society where there's no human trafficking. You can't expect there to be change if abusers don't face consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And even like not just the abusers themselves, but just the bystanders. So I think that, isn't it? I heard this quote and it's just like, silence is complicity with the abuser. I think that it's really hard when, again, you're being challenged with maybe your own ideologies. But again, we just want to encourage people, be that voice of change, and also just believe those survivors. Don't just be a bystander. Don't like let yourself be challenged a little bit, you know? And again, I do think that you as the public, we have a democracy in this country. And so we can be part of holding these, you know, politicians, those people that are at the top, we can hold them accountable. But again, it goes back to, think about that abuser that's going to gaslight and going to manipulate and say, don't believe what you see, basically, believe what I tell you to believe. That really goes back to what we're fighting against as an organization. That is what an abuser or a trafficker would do. And so, no, we're in that way, we are fighting the power, because again, we're not making this political, but if there are any political entities that are trying to silence real and good change and survivors from coming to the table, we're going to try to rise up against that in a way that I think feels approachable to anybody that cares and wants to be part of the solution.
Again, the Voice of Freedom Forum, it's on a Saturday morning, One Voice, Powerful Change, featuring Jess Michaels, a 1991 survivor of sexual assault by Jeffrey Epstein and childhood sexual abuse. Again, Valley Brook Church, a Valley Brook Auditorium, March 14th, 9 to noon. Tickets are $10. I'm sure you can get them at the door, but also in advance, where should people go?
Yeah, they can go to fiercefreedom.org and click on the banner image. And I just wanted to say that low cost ticket option, you'll see that's a lower cost than our normal events. That again is just us decreasing barriers. Like this is like this is costing our organization a bit to bring Jess in. We think it's worth everything to bring her in. But, you know, we're seeing this as, we just think that this is so important. We're kind of voting with our dollars here, and the funds that people have given us. We believe that this is a wise way to steward that. And so we didn't want anybody to feel like they couldn't come and that they couldn't attend this event, but we think it's super, super important that you do. And I did want to say that, you know, Mark, we're going to hear from Jess, but we're also going to provide an opportunity for pre-registrants to ask questions to Jess. So it's, you know, you're going to have the opportunity as an audience member. We are going to do some pre-screening of the questions just beforehand. So it'll be for pre-registrants only, but they're going to have the opportunity to actually ask the questions to Jess that they want to hear and that they want talked about. So you and I are actually, so thank you for doing that, Mark. So we're going to be sitting up there with her for a portion of the event. And I think that'll be really an exciting way to really, like, not only just hear her story, but like get your questions answered.
Fierce Freedom Executive Director Kat Morgan regarding the Saturday, March 14th event from 9 to noon at Valley Brook Auditorium. It is the Voice of Freedom Forum featuring Jess Michaels, a survivor of childhood sexual abuse and sexual assault connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Again, the event will run some 3 hours. There will be questions received from pre-registrants. Learn more at fiercefreedom.org. That's fiercefreedom.org. And in our opening segment, State Senator Jesse James securing passage of a grooming bill, a win for Wisconsin children, as the State Senate this week convened and passed Senator James legislation statutorily criminalizing grooming of a child with strong bipartisan support. The legislation now awaiting Governor Evers' expected signature. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program, WWIB and WOGO Radio.